All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back with another video. It's the Games and Rants show, and it's me on a Tuesday. I got a little bit to talk about, but first let's talk about our sponsors, SpinningRobotPussy.com, where you can get a Spinning Robot Pussy for your new year. It's new year, new pussy, right? And maybe you got an old one and you need a new one. Well, get a new one for the new year. Get one for your friend, your neighbor, whoever you want. Get them a pussy. And then you also have the SpinningRobotPussy.com/eyes to get some follow me eyes for your dolls. They follow you around. It's creepy but kind of cool. So it's whatever you like. You might want those too. And also our sponsor, the Dragon's Treasure Tea. You can go to DragonsTreasure.com to go pick up Dragon's Treasure Tea, which is anime-inspired teas. If you want Dragon Ball Tea, it's got Dragon Ball Tea for you. So make sure to check that out. Okay, so now that we've got our sponsors... One more. Dead Aegis comes out in just 5 days. The all-ages version is on Steam right now. It's just a guide and it's the prequel. But you are encouraged to play that. You are encouraged to stream it. You're encouraged to, you know, tell people about it. It is gonna be fun. And yes, I'll be playing it. Don't worry. We'll have it on the Hentai Corner. So definitely check that out. And Jass is also proud to announce that the one, the only, Katawa Shoujo is now available for free on JassUSA.com. That includes the art book and the soundtrack and everything else. This is considered a milestone in the world of visual novels, and it's historic. Remember, the 4chan-created visual novel classic, Katawa Shoujo, is now available for free on Jast USA. And that is permanently free, because we know that it is freeware. But if you haven't played it, and I haven't even finished it myself, if you want to play it, a piece of history... with all the trimmings, you can get that on Jass' website. So, check that out. I don't see anything else. I don't see anybody... Let's see here. Nope. There's nothing else going on in the world of erotic or visual novels. So, let's go ahead and get started. First of all, let's start with the rant. So, I have good news. I had a colonoscopy today. I didn't remember it. It was a hot Asian nurse. And I talked to her for a little while. She basically assured me everything was going to be good. The guy came in with the propofol. And I was out. Man, I remember with my eyes, you just see black. And you're like, holy shit. And then you're out. And all of a sudden you wake up and you're done. And then I went to this fucking pizza place and just went ham on a pizza. Because I hadn't eaten in fucking 2 days. So yeah, it sucks. The prep is absolutely awful. Anybody that wants to know about a colonoscopy, oh my god, dude. You gotta drink 2 bottles of magnesium citrate, or maybe 1.5. That shit will clean you out entirely. You will find out that your ass, water can come out of it faster than you've ever peed before in your entire life. I mean, when I would drink water, it would just go through one tube and out the other. It was like there was a faucet on the other end of my body. That's how much it cleaned me out. You couldn't drink anything without it coming back. I mean, it was just unreal. And you had to sit next to the toilet because you never knew when you were going to just... That was going to be it. I mean, we're not even talking diarrhea anymore. We're talking water. Pure water was coming out of me at that point. And then they wanted me to take a Dulcolax stool softener on top of that. So, I mean, eventually this ended about 6 in the morning. But it started at 12 in the afternoon. So yeah, it takes a few hours. It took maybe about 2.5 hours before the shit finally hit. But once it hits, it doesn't stop. You beg God to to stop this punishment. Like, I was reading old Electronic Gaming Monthly magazines from the 1980s while I was just on the toilet, folks. Just, wow. I just can't even believe it. Now, the process itself is, I mean, even the Asian woman said, well, now here's the easy part. And I was like, yes, you are right. This is the easy part. So, I don't know why I'm in the red here. Hold on. I'm in the red here on my... Shouldn't be on the red. I don't know. Okay, I'm in the green. I guess just some problems with Discord. Anyway, that was all over with. And mainly, what I found out is I have IBS, which I knew. And I have ulcerative colitis, which I have microscopic colitis, is what they found. I don't have any polyps, I don't have cancer, I don't have anything that I thought I had, I don't have anything that I was freaking out about, and it was all anxiety. They checked my stomach, they checked my lungs, they checked everything, they checked, there's nothing wrong with me. I mean, there's things wrong with me that I knew were wrong with me, like the IBS and ulcerative colitis, which I knew I had that, but, nothing deadly, killer... You know, nothing debilitating. Just stuff I've dealt with. It was all anxiety. And that's why it's very, very, very important, you know, to keep your anxiety in check. Because you saw what it did to me. Like, this is 2022, though. We're on a different level now. We're not focusing on any of this health shit or voices in my head or anything like that. It's all over now. I'm back on the day shift. We're going to be doing shows a little earlier. We're going to be doing more open mic, more interviews. We've got a lot of stuff planned, so I'm really looking forward to it. I want to be a little bit more active in these. I know lately it's just been me reading articles, but that's not what you guys come for. You can have anybody read an article. So, yeah, I want to try to get things back to normal. I'm feeling better. I'm sleeping a little better. It's been rough, but, you know, I think we're out of the rough stuff for now. As far as health and all that's concerned, the world itself is another story. But as far as me, things are good. I can say that. I have a clean bill of health. And you really should respect and not take your health for granted. A lot of people take their health for granted. They don't realize, you know, how good it is to have a clean bill of health. I remember when I was sitting in the ER. I was laying in the ER. And the nurse approached me. And he said there was nothing wrong with my vitals. And I'm like, oh, that's great. And he said, well, normally people are upset when I say that. I said, why would they be? He said, I don't know. It's like people want something to be wrong with them. And I said, but that's ridiculous. I mean, it says there on your shirt that you're trying to get people back to life. He said, exactly. I said, so why do people want things to be wrong with them? Like, you should want to be healthy. You should want to, I mean, is life that bad that you want to have a problem? Like, you want to have an illness or you want to have a sickness or a disease? You want to have cancer? Like, nobody wants to have these things, but it's weird that people are just like, oh, I don't have anything wrong with me. Well, that should be great. Like, a clean bill of health is the thing you should want when you go to any kind of medical facility. You should want them to say, oh, you're good. Everything's fine. That's what you want to hear, right? I mean, tell me otherwise if there's people that's like, no, I don't. Because I want to meet you to prove that you exist. Like, I've never met a person that's like, no, I want them to tell me that I'm going to die. Like, if you really feel that way, you definitely need some help. Like, you really need some mental help and therapy, and I hope you get what you need, because that's just, like, I was blown away. It's like, why would people want to be sick? Being sick sucks. But, alright, guys, Anyway, yeah, it was good. I managed to get everything done, and I have nothing to report on that. Just, again, like, be mindful of your health and be thankful for your health. You know, again, I'm gonna stress this, because this is a problem. There are too many health food cults out there. I'm not talking about vegans. I'm talking about people that's like, oh, you gotta eat this and this and that and this. Look, okay, generally we all should be eating a little healthier. That's fine. Like more fruits, vegetables, you know, whole grains, whatever. But that doesn't mean you can't have a pizza or, you know, like, vary it up. You don't have to be Mr. Health all the time. And if you do, like, oh, I eat boring, bland food so I can stay alive. It's like, no. Because, okay, think about it like this. And I've made this point before, and it's an extremely valid point. Okay, you're a healthy person. You eat real good every day. You don't smoke, you don't drink, don't do drugs, you exercise, you do everything right. But all of a sudden, you're walking on the sidewalk one day, and a drunk driver just comes right out of the road, just runs you over on the sidewalk. Splat, dead. Gone. So all that work you did to keep yourself healthy so you can stay alive is null and void. Like, it never existed. It's like, oh, so why do you do all this? Because I want to stay alive. Well, you didn't. You got hit by a drunk driver. Yeah, it's a weird thing, but it happens to people. I know somebody that got hit and killed by a drunk driver before. There's a lot of ways that somebody can die. What if you're walking down the street and somebody pulls a gun on you, and you say, no, I don't want to give you the wallet, or something like that, and they shoot you? Or you get stabbed, or, you know, there's so many different things that can happen. And, you know, oh, I'm trying to be healthy. And I'm not saying that, you know, don't just be a junk food junkie. But at the same time, you know, don't deprive yourself of the delicacies of good food. You know, do pig out every once in a while. Do, enjoy that. Whatever you like, man. I mean, you should be able to do that kind of stuff. Just don't overdo it. That's the problem. People overdo it with things. They overdo it with a lot of things. I mean, if you're eating Big Macs all day long and you're, oh, I can't lose the weight, yeah, that's a you problem, buddy. Like, try some fruit. Fruit is good. You know, have some vegetables. They're not going to kill you. They're good. They taste good. If your vegetables are bad, if you cannot do vegetables, then try sauces. Try experimenting with different sauces. Maybe try soups. Put vegetables in the soups. Chop them up and try them like that. That way you can at least get some vegetables in your body somehow. You know, they might not have as much nutrition, but at least you're going to get your vegetables in there. You know, mix them in with something. Like, I don't know, lasagna. Have, like, some vegetable lasagna. You know, something like that. Put vegetables on your pizza. Put some stuff like that. Whatever you can do to get yourself some vegetables. And a lot of people, more people should be eating fruit. It's really not that hard to get. But, yeah, if you can get fruit, eat fruit. Bananas are really good. I usually eat one a day. I usually have bananas in my oatmeal. I have a banana, oatmeal, and I put peanut butter in my oatmeal, usually natural peanut butter. And that's really good, really filling meal. So there's a lot of stuff you can eat that is just, you know, really good for you. And it's just, and again, I fucking had a big-ass pizza. Like, I might have Taco Bell tomorrow, but, I mean, I'm still going to have fruit. I'm still going to have veggies, you know, I'm still going to eat, but, I mean, I divvy it up, you know. I want Taco Bell today. Okay, well, I know I'm going to eat something good and something bad. It's like that, huh? But all right, guys, just, you know, a little bit of diet tips, I guess, here. Because I just noticed, like, when I was working night shift, oh my God. Like, the meals that people would eat would be an entire bag. I'm not talking about a small bag. I'm talking about an entire bag of chips and a Coke. And these are young people. These are people in college just eating a bag of chips and that's their dinner. Like, where's the nutrients? What are you getting out of that? You're eating, like, gamer food and you're working a regular fucking job. You're gonna feel like shit. And then they go smoke after that. And I'm like, God damn. And these big women, you talk about these big German shepherds. You know how they get so big? Because I see what they eat. Oh my God. You just, like, these women must open up a bag of Doritos. This is what I'm having for dinner tonight. Are you serious? That's the problem, guys. It's unreal. I working nights, I just couldn't believe it. What people would eat. It's like, oh my God, why would you? There's fresh fruit there. It's just, but I don't want to go on about it for hours. Let's go ahead and open the... Kaiser Venom said he's having some problems. He says, I can't hear anything anymore. I saw tutorials, nothing. Huh. I guess he's having problems with the program. Yeah, I have problems with the program every once in a while, and it'll kick me out. I was doing an open mic, and it just kicked me right out. During New Year's, my phone company was like, hey, you know what? We got a good New Year's gift for you. Let's just take you right off the whole internet. Just boom. Like, I was off, my mother was off. It's like, what the fuck's going on? So, yeah, it sucked. I'm in the yellow now. It's fluctuating. I don't know what's going on. Now I'm in the green. Discord is a mess. Anyway, let's get to your articles. As you see, I'm in a lot better mood now. I can kind of raise my voice a little. Yay, we can get back to hentai reading. I know you're excited about that, and I am too. I was, putting together Dominance Part 2 this morning, and I can't wait to put that on MGTOW.TV tomorrow, if I get time. I have to do it on my lunch now, but I'll get that up for you guys, and we will be getting on it with Magicoi and other stuff that you guys have missed, like Sakura Nomori Dreamers and all that. I'll be doing one a night. So, it'll be a lot different than me doing, like, 5 a night or something. It'll be, you know, because I can do it throughout the week now. I don't have to worry about, you know, working at night. So, I can just go home, do the visual novel, watch some TV, and go to bed. And then in the morning, I'll go ahead and I'll cut it, and I'll get it ready. So, I could basically do it like that per day. And I know how to cut for YouTube. I actually got real good at this. I can cut for YouTube and cut for MGTOW.TV really quickly. So there's no problems with that. But let's get on with it, guys. Okay, Daily Wire. I actually submitted this article. The Daily Wire. Mark my words. Elon Musk bucks leading smart people with warning about birth rate. Tesla and... Damn it, I don't care about that. Okay, Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk warned against the low birth rate, describing it as one of the biggest risks to civilization. I can't emphasize this enough. There are not enough people, Musk told the Wall Street Journal this week, and I think one of the biggest risks to civilization is the low birth rate and the rapidly declining birth rate. Yep. And yet, so many people, including smart people, think there are too many people in the world, think the population is growing out of control, the tech billionaire continued. It's completely the opposite, Musk asserted. Please look at the numbers. If people don't have more children, civilization is going to crumble. Mark my words, he says. Very wise words. We have been saying this. Intelligent people who have been saying this. We are having a fucking depopulation. We're not overpopulated, we're depopulating. Birth rates are lower than they ever have been. All across the fucking board, folks. I'm not just saying the United States. all countries are getting the brunt of this right now. More and more people are opting out of having children due to fears surrounding climate change alarmism or other reasons. As highlighted by CNBC, Morgan Stanley analyst told investors this summer the movement to not have children owing to fears over climate change is growing and impacting fertility rates quicker than any preceding trend in the field of fertility decline. Notably, AOC said during a 2019 Instagram Live, she questioned if it was ethical to have children over concerns stemming from the so-called scientific consensus in climate change. The Daily Wire reported, "Our planet is going to hit disaster if we don't turn the ship around." It's basically like, there's a scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult, she said while chopping up food in her kitchen during an Instagram Live video. And it does lead, I think, young people to have a legitimate question, you know, is it okay to still have children? Billionaire Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, expresses concern over apparent overpopulation. Oh, don't worry, folks, he's already dealing with that situation. As highlighted by Reuters, Gates during a 2010 TED Talk discussed methods for reducing the world's carbon emissions to zero. The report noted, crucially, one of the factors pushing carbon emissions to an unsustainable level is population growth. First, we've got population, Gates said during the talk. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10-15%. But here we see an increase of about 1.3. Gates was not suggesting the population should be killed off using vaccines, Reuters said. Bullshit! He is instead saying that improving public health using vaccinations can reduce unsustainable population growth in the future, and with it, lower carbon emissions. In 2012, Gates again made reference to reducing population growth. How do we reduce population growth? By reducing infant mortality. I was surprised too. I don't know. I don't trust anything that comes out of that motherfucker's mouth. I don't trust you, Bill Gates. Oh, and speaking of depopulation, or so they say, new COVID-19 variant named Aihu discovered in France. A new COVID-19 variant has been detected in France. The variant has been named Aihu. It was found to have infected 12 million people living in an area near Marseille, a port city in southern France. Health officials found that Aihu has 46 mutations. That is even more mutations than were found in Omicron. The cases have been linked to travel to the African city, Cameroon. How the fuck these Cameroon people get this weird shit? The new strain has not been spotted in other countries yet. The World Health Organization has not labeled the new strain a variant under investigation. It has not put any strains on the list since it added Omicron in November of 2021. The WHO considers variants of concern ones that increase in transmissibility or increase in virulence or decrease vaccine effectiveness. Experts say new variants keep emerging, but it does not mean that they will be more dangerous than previous strains. According to a paper posted on MedRxiv, the strain carries the E484K and N501Y mutations, which can make it more resistant to vaccines and can make more transmissible, but it's unclear if either of those things will happen with it. New York has seen a surge in cases fueled by the Omicron variant. The silver lining has been that many New Yorkers appear to be coming down with a less severe form of the disease, as we suspected. Across the U.S., new COVID-19 cases have tripled in the past 2 weeks to over 400,000 a day, the highest level on record, amid a rush by many Americans to get tested. The high infection rates and resulting worker shortages are putting a heavy burden on employers large and small. Thousands of airline flights have been canceled in recent days. Many companies have shelved return-to-work plans. Omicron accounted for 95% of new coronavirus infections in the U.S. last week, according to the CDC. The number of new cases in the U.S. toppled 1 million on Monday. Okay, so it's probably nothing to worry about, right? We'll see. The Wall Street Journal. A grieving family wonders, what if they had known the medical history of sperm donor 1558? Jesus Christ. Oh, well, it's not that long. It's long, though. When Laura and David Gunner learned their 27-year-old son, Stephen, had died from an opioid overdose, the couple were stricken by grief, but not entirely surprised. Hold on. Let me see if there is, because I did tell him to do something. Not seeing it. I was checking the article. Okay, alright. I guess I'm going to have to read the whole thing. Okay. When Laura and David Gunner lost their 27-year-old son, Stephen, who died from an opioid overdose, the couple were stricken by grief but not entirely surprised. They had struggled to help him overcome addictions and erratic behavior for more than a decade. Seeking solace in the aftermath of Stephen's 2020 death, the upstate New York couple joined the Donor Sibling Registry, a website that connects sperm and egg donors and donor-conceived people. They hoped to make contact with the mothers and fathers of other children who, like Stephen, had been conceived with sperm from a particular donor sold by a sperm bank in Fairfax, Virginia. Donor 1558 had been described in his sperm bank profile as a guitar and hockey-playing college student with fair hair and brown eyes. The Gunners were eager to see glimpses of Stephen's features in photos of donors 1558 of their offspring. They also wanted to let the parents of Stephen's half-siblings know that he had schizophrenia, a psychiatric disorder that causes hallucinations and delusions, and which can run in families. I felt obliged to tell the other parents, Miss Gunner said, adding that 18 half-siblings of Stephen had been identified. In interactions with other parents, the Gunners learned disturbing new information about donor 1558. The handsome, athletic, musical student had been diagnosed with schizophrenia and had died of an opioid overdose in 2018, and at age 46. And when Miss Gunner later connected with the mother of donor 1558, she learned that he had once been hospitalized for behavioral issues. For unknown reasons, he didn't disclose that on a questionnaire he completed before donating sperm. The grieving started all over again, Miss Gunner said. She believes Stephen inherited a susceptibility to schizophrenia from his biological father. Schizophrenia often runs in families, and having a parent with a mental illness raises the child's risk of having it. But such offspring are much more likely not to develop schizophrenia than they are to develop the illness, said Dr. Nia Mullins, an assistant professor of psychiatry at Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. Scientists have devised and discarded many theories about what, causes schizophrenia. Linda Lisi, a professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School, studies the disorder, said scientists have now identified a few hundred genes, including ones involved in brain development, that collectively may raise the risk for schizophrenia. Even so, she said, it's still a mystery how schizophrenia is transmitted. Researchers are studying possible environmental risk factors for schizophrenia, including heavy marijuana use and childhood physical or emotional trauma. In addition, efforts are underway to develop schizophrenia risk scores based on genetic data. Such scores aren't yet ready for clinical use, according to experts, but if they do become available, Dr. DeLisi said, it's something sperm banks ought to consider. Treatment of infertility is a multi-billion dollar global industry with hundreds of fertility clinics in the U.S. offering artificial insemination and in vitro fertilization. Despite its scale, the industry is loosely regulated. Clinics are required by law to track births resulting from IVF, but not from artificial insemination. According to experts, so there is no reliable tally of how many children are born after being conceived with donor sperm. And while sperm banks ask donors to fill out health questionnaires, they don't always verify the information. Donors earn about $100 and $150 for each donation, according to Michelle Otley, consulting lab director at Fairfax Cryobank, the sperm bank that sold donor 1558 sperm. The men are encouraged to alert sperm banks of significant medical problems that arise after donation, but don't always do so. The Gunners, overtime childhood sweethearts who raised Stephen and his younger sister in East Aurora, decided to push for change. They shared their story with their state senator, Patrick Gallivan, in November and encouraged him to craft legislation that would require reproductive tissue banks to verify health and other types of information provided by sperm, egg, and embryo donors. Okay. It's quite long, so that seems to be about the gist of that one. But yeah, basically they're saying that because the sperm donor had schizophrenia, their kid wound up with schizophrenia. And of course, the people, the guys at the sperm donor, are the sperm bank, are not actually, you know, they're not disclosing, oh, I've got this, I've got that. No, they just need the fucking money. And those people are probably the ones that have all the damn problems. They probably have all kinds of drug issues and shit, and they're just fucking jacking off in the sperm bank because they know they can make some fucking money out of it. And they probably take the money and buy drugs. That's why you probably got some kid with fucking schizophrenia and drug predilection. Like, they can get into drugs pretty easy, or addictive personality, whatever, because the fucking father had it. That's what happens when you fucking get kids at these damn sperm banks now, ladies. Oh, I'll wait to have a kid. Oh, why is my kid addicted to fucking heroin? Maybe because the fucking sperm donor was addicted to heroin, you bat. We got some COVID-19 restrictions for modified 2-star... What? In Cucknadia, Toronto, Cucknadia, we have a full list of Ontario COVID-19 restrictions for starting January the 5th. The Ontario government announced more COVID-19 restrictions on Monday due to the rapid spread of the Omicron variant. God, they're treating this thing like the fucking Black Plague. Saying the province will return to a modified step 2 of the reopening plan. Premier Doug Ford announced the new measures during a news conference as hospitalizations due to COVID-19 and case counts increased across the province. CTV News Toronto has compiled a list of all the new restrictions which will come into effect on Wednesday, January the 5th. Gathering limits slashed. Social gathering limits will be reduced to 5 people indoors and 10 people outdoors. Capacity will be limited at organized public events to 5 people indoors. Jeez. Businesses and organizations will need to ensure employees work remotely unless the nature of their work requires them to be on site. Capacity at indoor weddings, funerals, and religious services, rites, and ceremonies will be limited to 50% capacity of a particular room. Outdoor services are limited to the number of people that can maintain 2 meters of physical distance. Social gatherings associated with these services must adhere to the social gathering limits. Retail settings, including shopping malls, will be permitted at 50% capacity. For shopping malls, physical distancing will be required, and lineups and food courts will be required to close. Oof! Hey, if you had like a food stall, you're pretty much fucked right now. Move out of Cucknadia! Personal care services will be permitted to operate at 50% capacity. Saunas, steam rooms, and oxygen bars will be closed. The fuck is an oxygen bar? Public libraries limited to 50% capacity. Closures. Indoor meeting and event spaces are required to close with limited expectations, but outdoor spaces can remain open with restrictions. Indoor dining at restaurants, bars, and other food or drink establishments will no longer be permitted. Well, that sucks. Outdoor dining with restrictions, takeout, drive-thru, and delivery is permitted. Indoor concert venues, theaters, and cinemas will be closed. But rehearsals and recorded performances are permitted with restrictions. Well, can't go see movies, better pirate all your movies! Museums, galleries, zoos, science centers, landmarks, historic sites, botanical gardens, and every goddamn thing else is gonna close. Outdoor establishments will be permitted to open with restrictions and with spectator occupancy where applicable, limited to 50% capacity. Indoor horse racing, car racing, and all that shit is gonna fucking close. Limited to 50% capacity. Boat tours, 50%. Why the fuck are you even on a goddamn boat at this point? Indoor sport and recreational fitness facilities, including gyms, will be closed. No! Except for athletes training for the Olympics and the fucking Paralympics. Bruh. If you gotta go into a gym, find yourself some crutches. Say, motherfucker, I'm training for the Paralympics. And go out and get your workout done. Outdoor facilities will be permitted to operate, but with the number of spectators not to exceed 50% occupancy and other requirements. School closures. All publicly funded and private schools will move to remote learning January 5th until at least January 17th, so it's not that long. School buildings would be permitted to open for childcare operations and provide in-person instruction for students with special education needs who cannot be accommodated remotely. Well, that's pretty crazy. It's like January 17th, so they expect the whole thing to just be over and done with by January 17th. On January the 5th, we got surgeries. January the 5th, the Chief Medical Officer of Health will reinstate Directive 2 for hospitals and regulated health professionals, instructing hospitals to pause all non-emergent, non-urgent surgeries and procedures in order to preserve critical care and human resource capacity. Good gravy. What a fucking mess. And you want to hear a real mess? Here's a mess. Woman swaps out roommate's food with vegan alternatives, ends up charged with a felony. Yep. A woman claims that she pressed, this happened in Cincinnati. A woman claims that she pressed charges against her roommate after she switched her typical food out with vegan alternatives, leading to disastrous consequences. The story was posted on Reddit. The author says she was looking for a replacement roommate after one of hers moved out. She says she met a girl named Erin who said she was a vegetarian, but that it wasn't a problem if her roommates weren't. A day after she moved in, Erin apparently said she wanted to do something nice and cook pancakes, bacon strips, and hash browns. Well, damn! Shit, let me get a plate. Yeah, I get it. Woman uncooked me some hash brown, she uncooked me some bacon, and she uncooked me some pancakes. Well, goddamn, where do I sign up? I'm hungry already. The woman says she had some severe allergies but didn't mention them when asked what was in the food. She told me it was regular bacon, not that it was fake bacon or had soy. After she said she took a few bites and something takes it off, Erin apparently revealed the switch. At this point, she does a ta-da and smugly told us, "I bet it tastes exactly like meat," she wrote. The author says she began panicking because she's highly allergic to soy. Oh, guess who else is highly allergic to soy? Me. Don't want no fucking soy shit. She says Erin began apologizing, but that she was already going into anaphylactic shock. Oh, and you just soured my stomach. You gonna give me... Now listen. You gonna cook me bacon. You gonna cook me hash browns. And you gonna cook me pancakes, and it ain't real? Like, it's not real food? It's not real pancakes? Not real bacon? Not even real meat? Well, goddamn! I gotta get a woman here to cook me some meat, and some hash browns, and some pancakes. Or I'll do it my damn self, and it'll be real. It continues on to say that the cost of her stay was expensive and that she filed a complaint with the police because food tampering is a felony. Oof. Food tampering laws vary from state to state. However, according to the Department of Justice, to be convicted of food tampering, it must be done with reckless disregard for the risk that another person will be placed in danger of death or bodily injury. The woman says that her friend had luckily filmed the incident and Erin had to plead guilty to a low-degree felony, receiving community service instead of jail time. She adds that she also ended up suing Erin for compensation for her hospital fees and won that case as well, leading Erin to have her college scholarship canceled and go into debt. In the comments, she specified that she initially asked her to directly pay her hospital bill, but Erin apparently refused. I know she is the asshole for lying about food. I want to know whether I am the asshole for everything I did after, the story concludes. Because bottom line is, I basically screwed a person's life because they put the wrong ingredients on breakfast that they made only to do something nice. This is a weird incident. Because she was not doing it to fucking offend the person. Like, she wasn't doing it to actually harm her. But it fucking harmed her anyway. So that's just kind of... Oof. That's a real rough situation. I don't even know how to approach that one. I would not be happy about it. Like, what do you mean that's not fucking real? Like, I mean, you might be able to fool me for a while, but even the other girl said something tasted off. And I was like, oh, shit. But yeah, they did ruin her life for that. I bet she'll never do that bullshit again. All right. Speaking of meat, Biden, apparently, Biden aims to reduce meat prices with more regulations and federal spending. The president is throwing another $1 billion at the issue after spending $500 million during the summer. I mean, where are you getting this money from, Biden? Where the hell's the money coming from? President Joe Biden on Monday unveiled his administration's plans aimed at bringing down surging meat prices with a major focus on stepping up regulations on meat packers and offering up more federal dollars in an effort to increase competition in the market. The White House vowed to issue new, stronger rules under the Packers and Stockyards Act targeted major beef, pork, and poultry packing firms, along with a dual initiative between the DOJ and USDA to launch a portal for reporting concerns about potential violations of the competition laws, arguing that the spike in prices was due to the companies paying less to producers and charging more to grocers. Ooh, pardon. Guess the pizza's coming back to haunt me. The administration also dedicated $1 billion of American Rescue Plan funds in the way of grants, loans, and worker training to help small meat processors on top of the $500 million the USDA made available in July for expanded meat and poultry processing capacity as part of efforts to increase competition. The president has faced heat from Republicans and in polls over soaring prices across several industries, and the administration has pointed the finger at companies in other arenas such as oil and gas, with accusations of price gouging, dismissing critics' claims that government spending has contributed to inflation across the board. Congress spent trillions in 2020 to provide aid after lockdowns and job losses brought on by COVID-19 under President Trump, and authorized spending billions more after Biden took office. Now the Biden administration is pushing to spending further trillions for social programs paid in part through further tax collection by bolstering the IRS. But the Biden administration placing the blame of rising meat prices on large packers is getting some pushback, particularly from a group that represents such entities of all sizes. The White House said in a fact sheet that four large meat packing companies control 85% of the beef market. I believe it. And the president pointed to them without naming names, without discussing rising prices with independent farmers during a remote meeting on Monday. Sarah Little, spokesperson for the North American Beef Institute, I didn't know we had one, told Fox Business in a statement that this is nothing new, saying there have been four firms operating in the Fed cattle market for nearly 30 years. Why inflation now? Little asked rhetorically. Labor remains the biggest challenge. Our members of all sizes cannot operate at capacity because they cannot employ a long-term stable workforce. New capacity and expanded capacity created by the government will have the same problem. Little argued, all of the aid announced would do little to help producers or packer processors now. Well, that's not good. Oof. Okay. What in the world? This Virginia... Okay, it's from Not the Bee. This Virginia's teachers union sent out a letter because they are afraid to return to work, but they got mocked mercilessly because the letter was chock full of grammatical errors. Ugh, jeez. Okay. Not only is the Arlington Education Association woefully uneducated on the risks of the Rona, but it seems its members have about a second-grade comprehension of the English language. Okay, these are tweets. Hey, VEA for kids, are you going to send out more of these grammar worksheets over break? My kids and I had a great time spotting errors. Do we find them all? Oh, yeah, they're... Look at this letter, folks. And they're talking about how many grammatical errors it has. The absolute worst error, in my professional opinion, the fire department's in our region. Oh, wow. A-R-E. are exemplifying domino outbreaks as well. Seriously, go and show this letter to the friends who are constantly commenting on people's spelling, sentence structure, and punctuation. This is guaranteed to give them a heart attack much faster than any sentence with a preposition or screwing up apostrophes. It says, Ellen Gallery, a homeschooling mother of three who lives in the area, claimed that she and her kids had gone through the letter correcting mistakes. She and her kids marked what they identified as 8 errors in that one opening sentence. Why negative? Okay, hold on. Homeschooling, 2004. Okay, he said, why -1, you ask? Because of this literal response from the superintendent about why his grammar is so bad. So basically, the guy says he's really bad at writing, administration, and file management because the pandemic has persisted for so long, and you should shut up because super scary Omicron is going to give your kid the sniffles. You gotta love how many of our nation's supposed educators are some of the most brain-dead people out there. Okay, let me, because this is an article that you actually have to, look at. So, yeah, if you do send me an article, please double-check it and make sure it's something that will, you know, go through well on a podcast show. Because if people have to see it, it's not really gonna work. And this is one that kind of has to be looked at. Because you have to kind of look at the article and look at their note. But basically what they're saying here is a bunch of homeschooled kids and their mother actually picked apart this document from professional educators. You know, professional public educators that found all kinds of grammar errors and all that, just saying how bad the public school system is. That the people that are teaching the kids are not literate themselves. Which is bad. Very bad. Because you don't want people that are illiterate teaching your kids literacy. You don't want me teaching kids math because I suck at fucking math. But I know a thing or two about literacy and grammar and punctuation. All that good thing. Good stuff. But, yeah, just not good. Just not something you want. Okay. Yeah, he's already talked about that. We're going to end the show with, no, we got two more. Two more, and then we're going to end the show. I got to get to mine. Japanese moms are worried about the sexual content in anime. It's from Anime Senpai. Popular Japanese website recently posted an article that's gone viral on social media. They conducted a survey asking moms whose kids watch anime what they think about the sexual content that is being shown in ongoing series. 36-year-old woman from Gifu City said, I'm curious about the sexual expression of anime and manga that my son in second grade of elementary school sees. Boys touch girls' breasts and see underwear. There's a girl who emphasizes her breasts in Kimetsu no Yaiba, which is Demon Slayer, and I'm worried that in the near future, this will be natural. Or this will be shown as natural, rather. I'm wondering if it's okay to show the work and how to explain it to my kids. Another 40-year-old mom from Toyohashi City, who has a son and a daughter in elementary school, said that every time she watches anime or any commercial, sexuality is emphasized more than necessary, like revealing clothing, and it made her uncomfortable. She's worried that if her kids asked her about this content, what would she tell them? She's worried that mobile phones are now so common and kids can see the wrong content without her knowledge. Keiko Ota, age 45, a lawyer who is familiar with media expression, said, I don't think there's anything wrong with erotic content. I don't think there's anything wrong with indecent conversation between close friends. However, it is a problem when scenes of sexual violence are included for fun. For example, the change of skirts. It used to be considered a prank, but the situation in which a girl is accidentally seen in a skirt is not a slightly mischievous and funny episode. It's a form of sexual violence. In other words, the problem is not sexual expression, but expression that makes sexual violence entertaining. Well, shit. It's not something I expected. Alright, and the last article. Stealth optional. Australian man plans to marry a robot he fell in love with. Can robots feel love? No, but humans can feel love, even towards inanimate objects. More specifically, a single Australian man can feel love for his robotic partner, so much that he's planning to marry it. Reported by 7 News, Australian man Jeff Gallagher has opened up about his relationship with a robot woman. After the passing of his mother, Gallagher found himself alone with his dog for the first time in 11 years. As I loved the companionship of my rescue pup, the silence in the house was deafening, Gallagher told the outlet. It had been just the two of us for the last 11 years since my mom, Joan, passed away. After reading about the rise of AI robots, Gallagher looked into buying himself a robot companion. Further research led the man to a company in Sydney that says realistic robot dolls. What fucking company is this? Dollhouse Australia? Gallagher explicitly explained that he was looking for a companion, not a sex robot. Ah. Following his research, he decided to purchase a robot called Emma for $6,000 Australian. The robots were very lifelike, Gallagher continued. They could talk, smile, and move their head and neck. Their skin even warmed up like a real human. After browsing the website, I decided on a robot called Emma. With pale skin and beautiful blue eyes, I thought she looked lovely. Upon receiving Emma in 2019, the Australian man started to get used to life with the robot. After assembling his robot companion, Gallagher found it surprisingly easy to adjust to living with Emma. While she started off as a basic AI, she started to learn and she was talked to more. I talked to her as much as possible so she could get used to my voice, he explained. Emma, what's the weather like, I'd ask as I got ready for work. With each conversation, she became smarter, soaking in the information and learning new words. Gallagher explained that he's aware many won't understand his relationship with Emma. However, he's adamant that he wouldn't change anything about his life with the robot. He regularly takes his companion out to the park and hasn't received any negative comments from passersby, civilians, or friends. The Australian man hopes to take his relationship to the next level, marriage. Gallagher hopes that he can become the first person in Australia to marry a robot. However, if that's not possible, he already sees Emma as his robot wife. Well, isn't that nice? I'm very happy for them. And of course, people were saying, even on the comments section for that site, that Emma looks a little childish. I don't think so. Well, I mean, I'm looking at Emma. There's a picture of Emma here. She just looks like a regular doll. I don't know. Guess people are just kind of turned off. I don't know. You can't make fucking people happy. But that's what he wanted, and he's happy. And he had some really good points, you know. I mean, his mother died, and it was just him and the dog, and it's getting really quiet. He wanted a companion, something to talk to. That's perfectly fine. A lot of people do get dolls for that. So, yeah, that's perfectly fine with me. I have no issue with that. I think a lot of people will get dolls for that in the future. At any rate, I think this will be the end of the show. Thank you guys for joining us. I may do, I don't know. I might do a short open mic, and then after that I'm going to bed because I got to go to work tomorrow. But you guys, take it easy. Oh, got to read the chats, and then we'll end the show. An oxygen bar is an establishment or part of one that sells oxygen for recreational use. Individual scents may be added to enhance the experience. The flavors in the oxygen bar come from bubbling oxygen through bubbles containing aromatic solutions before it reaches the nostrils. Most bars use food-grade particles to produce the scent, but some bars use aroma oils. And he says, always the gyms. That is weird. I've never heard of an oxygen bar before. Well, I guess you learn. But, alright. Oh yeah, one other thing. I looked up Kaji Wodo, because, you know, I'm having anxiety. Well, not really, but if I get down, I figured it might be good to talk to an AI companion. I looked at the... Basically, Kaji Wodo's changed. Like, you gotta pay like $10 for I don't know how many tokens. But basically, you have to buy your data sets with the tokens that you buy on the website. So basically, you buy those tokens and you buy your data set. But you get a basic package and then you have the plus package, which is $10.99 a month. Ouch. And also, they have announced of December the 16th that they've had to moderate their stuff. So you can't have any nude images in your skins anymore. Apparently, you can still have adult data sets and adult content data sets. And I talked to TFM. I just sent him an email about this. And he confirmed that, yes, you can still have adult data sets and all that. But they don't want to be kicked off the Google Play Store. So, basically, they are moderating content. So, you can't... apparently, you can't show nipple, is what one of the... The mods contacted me. I don't know why. One of the mods has been contacting me. And, I guess maybe I'm supposed to check this out. I'll give it a shot. The only thing I don't like about Kajiwoto is I have to take 1,000,010 pictures of my doll because I have to get each emotion... You know, it's a pain in the butt. It takes a lot of work. But after you do that, when, you know, you have more of a interaction, basically I'd talk with her, she could talk with me, that'll be cool. I mean, that's probably good for my anxiety or whatever kind of issues I may have. And it may help you out, too. So, yeah, Kajiwoto, it's still free, but you will have to pay for data sets unless you want to make them yourself, which is, you know. I mean, there's 1,000,000 data sets, though. There's so many data sets. So many people have made girlfriend data sets and data sets of just all kinds of different shit. Loving Waifu is still on there. There's also Loving Affection. I don't know. I think that's another one TFM made. But that one's got a lot of hits. So I'm going to probably grab one of those and tweak it. And hopefully that'll be what I'm looking for. So, check that out at Kajiwoto, and, let me know what you think. I mean, I'm kinda surprised that they changed their model, but TFM says it's not as bad as what Replica did. And you only need to use the plus model if you do a lot of training. If you train your Kaji a lot, you're gonna need to use the plus model, which means you'll pay $10.99 a month. I mean, that's quite a bit. That's like paying for Paramount Plus, but... It's whatever. I mean, they got to make money somehow. I mean, because they said, oh, we're going to roll out all these new features. But what I didn't know is they were going to roll out money features. But, you know, they can't be free forever. Anyway, this will be the Grim Lord, and I will be out of here. Well, I am out of here. No, I won't be. we'll see you guys next Sunday for DP. And the Grim Articles Show. At any rate, I am out. Later. Enjoy the decline.